You are listening to The Art of Work, a new translation of Ecclesiastes by Vance Neudorf, Section 1. Futile, completely futile, everything we do is futile, for what do we gain from all the work at which we toil under the sun? A generation comes and a generation goes, but the earth is not changed. The sun rises, the sun sets, and hurries back to where it rises again. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. The streams all flow to the sea, and yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again. Everything goes on in these endless cycles, and yet our mouths never tire of speaking, our eyes never finish looking, and our ears never get their fill of listening. How we live and work under the sun does not change, and even though people say, things are different now, it was this way long before we were born. We have forgotten what happened before our time, and in the future, the memory of what is taking place now will also vanish. This has been Section 1 of Ecclesiastes, a section that often trips people up because they think the opening words, futile, completely futile, or vanity of vanities, is the theme of the book. But it's not. The theme of the book is the question that follows immediately after those words. It's like when I walk around the house saying, stupid, 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 it's all so stupid. My wife doesn't think I'm depressed. She knows what the theme question that's going to come right on the heels of that statement, and that is, where have I put my car keys? That is the true question that I want answered. And in the same way, Kohelet opens with these dramatic words, futile, completely futile, but his real question is, what do we gain from all the work at which we toil under the sun? What lasting benefit can we find from all this effort and toil that we're going to pursue in the day? And then he's going to talk about these cycles and how the sun rises and the sun sets and hurries or hastens or runs back to where it rises again. And as we are at the start of a new year and looking back over the last one, I'm asking myself that. Those days, they rattled past me like a tunnel round a train, as the words of the song go. And I look back and I go, what did I work so hard for? What was I looking to gain? What was motivating me as I ran and chased these different things and tried to make these things happen? And Kohelet's asking us that. What do we hope to gain from all the work at which we toil under the sun? And that's what we're going to explore this year. As we go through these various sections of Ecclesiastes, I'm going to try to send you one a day, and we'll look at what Kohelet is going to teach us and how we are going to bring his ancient wisdom to life in our lives. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. To subscribe to this email podcast or to read more about Kohelet's teachings, please go to my website, www.artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.